Well, joining me now is Councillor Keith Gregory, who you just saw in that report from Ciaran Jenkins, and Bill Brereton, a former Deputy Police Commissioner here in North Wales. Well, Keith Gregory, do you have any confidence now that you'll be listened to and believed in these latest inquiries?
I'm quite hopeful. I'm quite confident, to be honest, now that the Prime Minister and the Home Secretary and the Welsh Assembly have promised not to leave no stones unturned, and that I'm quite hopeful.
The Waterhouse inquiry promised that, though, last time. What gives you that hope that things will be different now?
I think people have changed the views of the views that people seen used to think about.
The culture's changed.
Like, yeah, culture change. That's what it is.
Bill Brereton, we've had dozens of police investigations, more than a dozen council inquiries, the Waterhouse report, all of these inquiries, and yet so few convictions. Why do you think that is?
I think there's lots of reasons. I mean, for me, the way forward is quite properly to have an outside force investigation, and that's being called for, as I understand it. I think it's very important that right up front, everyone is required to declare whether they have been or currently are a Mason. Section 81 of the Waterhouse report touches on it very fleetingly. It may or may not be a problem, but let's have it out in the open and make sure that people know what's going on.
Well, because the Masons were, and maybe still are, very powerful here. I mean, do you think there were people being protected by pillars of the establishment?
I don't know. I mean, there's an investigation to be done, and clearly that's not me because I'm retired. But the fact that the question's there needs solving, it needs clearing once and for all, and the suggestion that there could be undue influences has to be dealt with. I was never a Mason, never have been, never will be, and I was always very clear on that, and therefore it never touched on me. But I think it's that concern that if you don't know, you just don't know what's going on in the background.
Keith Gregory, are the Masons an avenue that needs to be investigated?
Masons definitely need to be investigated, especially in North Wales. I think nearly everyone, especially on the list that I have, are all members of some sort of Masonic lodge.
The Prime Minister has spoken today about the danger of a witch hunt. And you've got to say that a lot of these allegations relate to many decades ago. You're relying on people's memories. How much of a concern do you think that is?
I don't think it'll ever turn into a witch hunt. I hope it doesn't. But we are getting people coming forward, really upset people.
So you think it's the scale of allegations about the past that is emerging now? It's not a witch hunt, but it's just the scale of people who've been affected by this that you're interested in?
Yeah, it is. It's genuine, honest people coming forward with a story to tell, which they were never allowed to do last time.
Bill Brereton, you think there's a danger of a witch hunt?
Well, I think any society should be judged how it deals with vulnerable people. And as I understand it, the Prime Minister said something about gays. This isn't about gays, it's about paedophilia, which is, it's a completely different issue. Two consenting adults, fine, but, this is not that. And I think, it's the test of society is how we deal with people who are vulnerable. And these were vulnerable people and they weren't treated properly, and they should be.
Bill Brereton, Keith Gregory, thank you very much for joining us.